Well, today our guest is Ms. Kathy Luther, Chief of Staff and Director of Environmental Programs for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Kathy, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Carl.
So, Kathy, our frequent listeners are very familiar with NERPC, but can you briefly explain what NERPC is and how it serves our region?
Sure. NERPC is it's actually sort of three things. It's a council of governments, which means it's a organization for local governments to work together, cooperate, and identify cost sharing, and it covers LaPorte, Porter, and Lake counties. And it is also an economic development district. That's sort of a new designation, which means we work within the same three counties to develop comprehensive economic development strategies for the region. And also, like right now with COVID, we've had access to some resources to help with recovery from the COVID emergency crisis. Right now, we're getting ready to kickstart a small business revolving loan fund as part of that heading that we have. Mm-hmm. And then our third heading is as a metropolitan planning organization, which is required that for urbanized areas to receive federal funding. There's a whole bunch of hoops to jump through to be able to access federal funding, which is money we all pay at the gas pump for our gas taxes.
Sure.
And that comes back to the region through our function as an MPO. We allocate those dollars to projects that will improve regional transportation.
So I know you particularly focus on NERPC on environmental programs, and there's a lot going on with those right now, particularly with the start of the air quality action season. Can you explain to our listeners what that is, air quality action season, a bit?
We remain in Northwest Indiana, particularly in Lake and Porter County. Particularly, we remain challenged on ozone, which ozone is a pollutant that forms when like volatile organic like emissions from gasoline and stuff that evaporate and particulate matter in the air, and then it gets cooked in sunshine, it turns into ozone, which is really bad for your lungs. So it's bad for a lot of things, but it's really bad for your lungs. So we are still challenged for ozone in our region to meet the standards, and it actually combines us with Chicago for that purposes. But so we need to keep the ozone levels down, and it's particularly on days where it's very hot and not a lot of wind, it's very still, that cooking with sunshine and chemicals in the air happens. So between 1 and 5 days between May and October where that can happen, and we get warning ahead of time from the weather folks and the air modeling people, and what we're asking during air quality action season is that you pay attention to the radio and the news and your computer, whatever, that will tell you air quality action day tomorrow or air quality action day today. And then even every little bit you can shave off of your emissions on that day can really add up to cleaner air for everyone and help us keep everyone healthy and safe. So on air quality action days, we ask people to do really big sacrifices. Don't mow your lawn. Try not to idle in a drive-thru lane. If you have to get gas, wait and do it after the air temperature cools. Those are just a few examples of things we try to promote people to do on those air quality action days.
Sure. And and those programs that NERPC is involved with to help curb those emissions during those air quality action days, talk a little bit about that. So like the Partners for Clean Air.
Right, so NERPC is partners with the Partners for Clean Air. That was redundant. South Shore Clean Cities is a part of that as well with us, and as are several big industries in the area, NIPSCO, Metro Recycling, GAF Construction. There's quite a few partners, ArcelorMittal, and they all agree to, have an Air Quality Action Day plan, which is In the companies, they tend to notify their employees that it's Air Quality Action Day and to reduce idling and take steps to control that voluntary actions that way. And then in addition, we sponsor events for awareness to make people aware of it, the air quality, help people We often, at events, will give away bikes because not driving is a huge way to reduce emissions. And so if you can take a bike on a small trip instead of a car, on an Ozone Action Day in particular, that's really helpful. So those are the kind of, so we usually do some events at the, with the Railcast and Gary, and some other things. The Partners for Clean Air has also been doing scholarships for students going into environmental or air quality related studies in college. We have applications for that come out in early winter, January, February. We are partnering with Porter County and LaPorte County solid waste management districts, and also the city of Gary, to do a gas can exchange, so that if you have an old metal gas can, you may not have many left because we've been doing this for a while, but those can allow those volatile organic compounds that I mentioned that cause smog to evaporate, which A, you're losing gas when they're evaporating, and B, causes pollution. So we'll swap those out for a sealed container that won't evaporate at some of the household hazardous waste collection days. So keep an eye out for those in Porter County, LaPorte County, and City of Gary.
And I know we've been involved with some education outreach with Region Man or Region Person or Region Child, which is a great program to educate. And again, we would encourage all industry partners that would like to learn more about Partners for Clean Air to get involved. Give us a call. We need more partners. This is open to all businesses in our area.
Right. So you can be a Partner for Clean Air for free, and anyone can do it. It's just, you agree to pay attention to those air quality action alerts and take some volunteer action. So we're actually rebooting an old campaign you may remember called It All Adds Up to Cleaner Air, which is kind of pointing out that every little bit that every little person does can make a difference because it all adds up. And we've combined that with Region Man, which, you know, we're all region people. We have Region Man, Region Woman, Region Family. And trying to encourage people to think about what they can do as a person in the region for the region there.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Kathy Luther, Chief of Staff and Director of Environmental Programs for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPSI. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. Remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.